Today, I want to teach you how to celebrate those small victories in your restaurant and why they're so important to your business. You don't always have to hit everything out of the park to see massive growth in your business.
Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Gromfin.
Hey everybody, my name's Ryan Gromfin. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com as well as restaurantprofitandperformance.com. And again, I want to teach you how to celebrate those small victories and why they're so important to your restaurant business. You know, most small businesses are so concerned about dollars, about those big, huge wins. If they run a marketing campaign and it doesn't bring in $40,000, $50,000, or if it doesn't double their sales, they think that it's a complete failure. But if we look at most large businesses, you know, year over year growth, they're looking at 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6, 8% in growth year over year. Those seem like small numbers in your business, but not everything's gonna be a home run. And if we focus on the percentages, when we measure the success of a marketing campaign, or when we're trying to cut costs or increase revenues, those percentages can actually be huge, and they could be hugely successful events for your restaurant, for your business. But if we only are focused on the dollars and always hitting something out of the park, having this huge win, we're gonna sometimes look past the success. I have a couple of examples that I wanna share with you today that I think are gonna help bring this home. The first example is when professional gamblers, you know, in Las Vegas sit down to a table, people who make a living, who earn their living playing blackjack or poker, whatever it is, they're not always looking to double their money. You know, when I go to Vegas, I sit down with a couple hundred dollars and, you know, I get risky and I get aggressive. If I don't double my money, I might as well have lost it all, because if I sit down with $200 or $300 and make 10%, let's say, so I win $20, to me, that's a loss. I'm not thinking about it the right way. I'm thinking about, oh, what's the big deal? I made $20. But to professional gamblers, that's how they make a living. So if they sit down at a table with $1,000, if they're up $100, they walk away. They just got a 10% return on their investment. If they push it and try to get 100% or 50% returns, they could potentially lose everything. So it's the same thing with big businesses. They're always looking at percentages, not dollars. And I encourage you in your smaller restaurant business to look at percentages and to measure the success of something based on the percentage that it brought to you or that it saved you, rather than just the huge dollars at the end of the week or the month or the year. The other example that I want to share with you is a client of mine that has a small pizza restaurant. And we developed a loyalty program. He was trying to get more business in at the lunch hour. So we developed a really cool loyalty program for lunch only. And he passed out 250 of these loyalty cards to his neighbors, to the other businesses in the area. Well, a couple months later, I followed up with him and I asked how it went. And he said, it went okay. Of the 250 cards we passed out, 8 people redeemed the entire card. And most people only came in 2, 3, 4 times with the card. And I wrote back, I'm like, are you kidding me? That's a huge success. That means you got 8 people who visited 12 times to complete their card, and then a vast majority of the people only came in 2 or 3 times. That's literally hundreds and hundreds of visits to your restaurant for lunch that you didn't have before. And when I wrote that in the email, he wrote back, he's like, oh yeah, I guess you're right. And here I am thinking like, oh my God, we just put together this massive marketing campaign that cost him almost no money, that cost him almost no effort, that was incredibly simple to do. It returned him huge results, but he couldn't see that as a win, so he stopped doing it. He didn't continue on with it. So whenever you're putting together a campaign or whenever you're measuring something, I encourage you to write down ahead of time, what's your goal? What's the percentage goal? What's the dollar goal? Is what you're measuring really what's important? In his case, he just looked at 8 out of 250 returns. That wasn't what was important. It was how many visits did he get versus how many dollars did he spend. Now, I wasn't able to get that information from him. He wasn't tracking it, but I guarantee you that return was massive. So in your small restaurant business, I encourage you to always be measuring everything, but most importantly, celebrate the small victories. Sometimes we're making these huge, massive strides in our business, but because it doesn't feel huge, because the dollars aren't huge, we give up on it, we move on to the next thing. Remember, dig into your restaurant, focus on the small stuff. The big successes will come at the end. I live by this expression of get rich slowly. We're all looking for that huge home run, but most business owners, most successful businesses grow very, very slowly. And we only hear about the massive growth at the end because it's been this slow ramp up for that massive growth. I hope you enjoyed today's video and I look forward to seeing you again next week.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.